entering the business zone of Kello News Talk 1320 107.9. It's Unique Real Estate on Sioux Falls Radio, and it's the only show of its kind in the area. This is It's Your Business. And now, here is your conductor, the maestro, and your host for the show, Bill Zortman.
Good morning. I'm Bill Zortman, and welcome to It's Your Business. It's show 651, and it's an original It's Your Business series. Today, Rev is at the controls as we'll be talking addiction and recovery on News Talk 1320-107.9 and on the World Wide Web. In the studio today, we couldn't do a show without Joan Swenson, the News Talk Recovery Admissions Marketing Alliance from Tallgrass. Good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
Well, we've called her a lot of things, but we've never
called her a lot of things, yeah.
I know. But she's leading the pack today along with Julie Schoolmeister. Are you front and present this morning?
I am, Bill. Good morning.
Of course, Julie is the executive director of Face It Together Sioux Falls. On the second and the fourth Tuesday each month, we provide support for addiction with stories of recovery. 1 in 10, maybe more than that, believe to have need for recovery from addiction. Our show is now in its second year. And we know that it's providing inspiration and attention to those who seeking help of some kind in our audience. And we have an alumni and a guy that actually listens to this show a long ways from here. And you're saying, doesn't he have something better to do on Tuesday mornings at 9 o'clock? But Shane is an alumni. He's been sober 2 years. He has 3 sons. And I want to know why your guest number was 666.
You know, well, first off, good morning, sir.
Good morning. Nice to have you with us, Shane.
There's a lot of questions I don't question anymore. I don't care what the answer is. There was something about it, why I'm 666. I just remember walking into Tallgrass, and I'm in the building less than 3 minutes, and Joan asked me what my name is to fill out the information paperwork, and she starts laughing. And, all of a sudden, she's like, hey, guess what? And I'm like, what? Your guest number 666. And I had no idea the world I was moving into. But who knows? Maybe someday somebody will figure it out.
Well, you know, from what I hear, in 2 years, you've turned that around to where it's 999. So things are far better today. And we're going to tell your story as we do with the guests. And I'm just happy that you're able to go on Kello's website and listen to some of these shows.
Yes, it is nice to reach out. I'm somewhat secluded, and I have to use whatever tools I can get to find what's going on in the outside world.
Well, I'm glad that we're a tool for somebody, but in listening to some of the people that have told their stories,
yes,
what have you found that's been interesting and maybe helpful for the audience?
From almost every person that I've listened to, you always find one or two little things that you can relate to, that no matter what your background, no matter what your history, no matter what your story is, there's going to be somebody out there, in my case, where every time I listen to somebody, it's something that, hey, I know what they're talking about there. When you think going into this whole deal, you think there's nobody in the world that's got the same problems you do.
Shane, one of the things that's amazed me is the feeling in the studio that they can say, you can't see that on radio. You can just hear it through a voice.
Right.
And the number of people that have had tears, that have been a little afraid of that little microphone that's poked in front of you, to those that got very comfortable and knew that they were helping somebody, is why that in the second year of the show, it's become even more important for us to have the Shanes on that come from peer, those people that are in their second year of recovery, to tell why it's important, because you're probably going to touch some other people out there that are just like you are when you listen in peer.
I surely hope so. anything that I can give back, I don't focus solely on doing this just to help others. It helps me talk about it. And if there is one person out there listening that can get anything from this, and maybe they won't get it today. Maybe it'll be a week from now, a month from now. something that I say or something that these two wonderful ladies beside me say that will register to them, that might help them in a certain situation, is why we're here.
I want people, if they get a chance and they're in front of a computer, to go to the Kello website. Hit the blog and hit It's Your Business. It's got a picture of me on there with two grandsons that are actually feeding me some ice cream last week, Easter week, in St. Louis. And you say, how does that relate to the show? It's about trust in a family. It's about taking care of a family and being willing to sit down and discuss things. And as different as a three-year-old is from somebody that might be a little older than that, that's a granddad that's just visiting. You know, I thought about the show today, and it's what we're all talking about, and that is family. Would you agree, Shane?
Oh, absolutely.
You've got three sons.
Yes, sir.
And that, to me, would be one of the reasons that you would want to be talking, that there's going to be some other people out there with two kids, three kids, four kids,
right,
no kids, 12 kids. Whatever it might be, you might affect a lot of lives.
Possibly.
All right, so shall we bring these two ladies back in, see if they're going to help, or are they just going to sit there and smile and take pictures of you?
That's up to them.
You guys seem to have this just fine.
Julie, when we start talking about this, and what we learned this morning, too, is that he's not only tied with Tallgrass, but with Face It Together.
That's true. You know, one of the great services that we have at Face It Together is our telephone recovery support service. And in that service, individuals can sign up. It's totally free of charge. And you can get a call once a week from a volunteer who's also a person in recovery. So it's just a chance to connect, kind of touch base with, you know, a peer, someone who's walked the walk with you. And it's great. Shane's been getting calls from one of our great volunteers, Mary, for quite some time now. So it's nice to know that our services are working as far as, you know, a long-term continuum of care. Shane went to Tallgrass, got the help he needed, got a great start in his recovery, and he continues to do the work and reach out and make connections long-term. So I think it's incredible.
I think actually our Face That came out to Tallgrass comes out mm-hmm. once a month and signs people up who are interested in being part of the recovery calls or whatever, and he has been getting a call every week since he left Tallgrass. So it's been over almost 2 years now that he's been talking to Mary. So, and he calls us, of course, too, because like he said, he lives in the middle of nowhere. He's very mm-hmm. secluded. So,
all right, I want to take it a little further about the Monday calls and the mm-hmm. volunteers, because it's Volunteer Month. I read that with some of the information that these ladies provide us from Tallgrass and also Face It Together. That Monday call, you were talking a little bit about the importance of it. Shane, from your end, to get that call on a Monday, what do they ask you? What do you get out of it? And how does that jumpstart you for the week?
Well, what it is it literally is like getting a call from a family member. It's somebody who cares, somebody who call you up. First question is, how are you doing today? When we talk, it might be anywhere from 2 minutes to 10 minutes. It's, how was your weekend? What's going on? It's basically just two people who know what the other one's going through. You can feel comfortable talking to them. And for me, it is unbelievably important. It's one of the few tools that I have access to that it holds me accountable. I want to be able to answer that phone every Monday morning. Excuse me. And when Mary asked me if I'm sober, I want to be able to say yes. And I know that I can't stay sober on my own for 2 seconds. I have to have others helping me. I have to have my higher power helping me. And it's just, it's something that I think about all week long. Is I know when I get that call Monday morning, that's going to be something that's very important to me, to be able to be honest and say, you know what? Yeah, I'm sober right now because of the people, because I know that Face It Together is thinking about me, know that the things that I learned at Tallgrass are helping me. And it's just something that is very important to me.
One of the things Shane said to us as we were coming in this morning was that he likes Mary probably better than she likes him, but which is not unusual, but in listening to the explanation that it makes a difference to him to be able to tell Mary on Monday morning that he is sober. He does make a difference. But if you're Mary, and you're not Julie, but let's say that you were, you have a special feeling knowing as a volunteer that you're helping a lot of different people have the kind of week they have. But you got to tell Shane and make Shane feel like he's the most important person you're talking to all week long.
You know, and I think that's key what you said right there. Shelley Berg, who's our director of recovery coaching, who does the training for recovery coaches and telephone volunteers, that's one of the key things that she teaches people. There's so many times when you're struggling with your addiction that you feel so isolated, you feel so alone, and you feel like no one understands you. And one of the keys to doing addiction management support, any type of recovery support, is making that person feel like they're the most important person, because they are. You know, they really are. And I think Mary Madsen would also be one of the first people to tell you that she gets so much out of her volunteering. As much as Shane looks forward to that call, she also gets so much out of making those calls and talking to people and connecting to people, and it helps her in her recovery as well.
We're going to encourage people to call if you need help or if you know somebody that needs help. And Shane, one of the things we do in the show is to make sure we put out that contact information so that if there are people out there that want that call on Monday morning, or if they want to come visit with Tallgrass, Face It Together, or to talk to volunteers, people that have been through it, that are on the road to recovery, that they do that. So, if you will,
sure, call Face It Together at 605-274-2262 or on the internet at faceitsiofalls.org.
Or you can reach Tallgrass at 605-368-5559 or on the web at tallgrassrecovery.org.
Lots of activities that are coming up. We're going to tell you about those. And one of the things that my good friend Joan emailed me about yesterday was powdered alcohol that got approval from FDA, of all crazy things. We'll talk about that, talk about things that may help you or somebody that has an addiction get on the road to recovery. Welcome back to It's Your Business. As we do on the second and fourth Tuesday, 9 to 10 o'clock each month, we talk about addiction and, more importantly, recovery. Joining us today is Shane. He's an alumni, sober for 2 years, 3 sons. He has ties to both Tallgrass and Face It Together. As always, Julie Schoolmeister, executive Face It Together director, and then Joan Swenson, Recovery Admissions and Marketing Alliance with Tallgrass. All right, lots of activities that are going on, but one of the things that grabbed our attention yesterday, at the time that we're talking about addiction and recovery, the government, the FDA, says, let's add powdered alcohol. And your reaction?
My first thought is, I wonder how long it's going to take for somebody to snort that, was my first reaction. And then, I can't believe that they approved that. So, it's insane. I can't, the whole idea that, you know, I think the prefaces behind it was that you could carry it anywhere, you can mix it with water, and therefore you have an instant drink, which when I was drinking would have been fabulous, because it was kind of a hard thing to, you know, hide that you had all these bottles everywhere, so it would have been easier for me.
Keep a case of water in the car, yep, and you've got your powder.
Well, yeah, Gatorade or whatever, you just mix it with it. So I was just really surprised that they had actually approved it, so... should be coming to a liquor store near you.
There was a paragraph that I just had to share, and I hope I can get through it without choking or chuckling too much. We have found adding
Palcohol,
it's not in my vocabulary yet, to food is so much fun. Kamikaze and guacamole, rum on a barbecue sandwich, Cosmo on a salad, vodka on eggs in the morning to start your day off right. Just experiment.
That line right there, vodka on eggs in the morning to start your day off right.
It's kind of like 1940s, like cigarette ads or
right,
something, isn't it, really?
Yeah,
like,
it kind of is. Because, you know, that was one of those lines in the sand that I was never going to drink in the morning. You were a real alcoholic if you were going to drink in the morning. So now we're going to go ahead and put it on our eggs. So
I did have to laugh. Very small print. It said, They do want you to use the product responsibly.
Sure.
And they expect to raise a large number of legal issues and controversies.
I would imagine.
Well, and, I mean, the product's made for misuse. You know, my first thought, I went right to, like Joel said, okay, people are going to start snorting it. So it's going to be just like prescription drug abuse where something has a purpose or an intention, and then we get our hands on it and we start misusing it. So then that to me is where, when do the legal issues end with something like that? I don't know. It just, it's kind of insane to me.
We also have a big event that's probably doesn't have the alcohol involved. That would be the Hy-Vee Stores Helpful Smile Program coming up May 7th to the 13th. That's a big chance for people to jump in and help.
Yep, they can go to their Hy-Vee. Isn't there a box at the end of the counter or at the end of the checkout?
Yep.
That from the week May 7th through the 13th, if they were willing and wanting to put their change or whatever they wanted to donate in there, the money will all go to Tallgrass at that week. So we're kind of pushing a little bit about that. I know, like Julie said, I do too when I go to Hy-Vee. I always put my change in there for whoever has it that week. So week May 7th through the 13th is Tallgrass's week, and we would love to have people put their spare change in there for us.
The other thing we're going to mention, too, is Alcohol Awareness Month, and you actually started it off in an interesting direction. The Prairie View Prevention Services, the town hall meeting at O'Gorman, you mm-hmm. had some big results on that.
You know, and Shelley and Cecilia from our office went out, and they set up a table, provided information. Prairie View Prevention set the whole thing up. They had different treatment providers, counselors. Judge Howman from the DUI court was there. It was a really great night. They had over 140 adults and children who were there. It was really, you know, aimed at that middle school and high school sort of. Again, it's that target population where we kind of, if we can catch them early and do some of that prevention work, you know, maybe keep kids on the right path. But no, Shelley and Cecilia had a great time, really enjoyed it.
One of the things that we did last year about the time kids were graduating, if you remember back, was a show that dealt with kids and drinking at graduation time. And there were some schools that jumped into the mix and said, we put this program on for our kids to make sure that they understand the circumstances. That's not going to stop them by any stretch of the imagination. But it is kind of a reminder that the first drink probably comes from a parent. And that Joan was kind of looking at me smiling and saying, yeah, that's probably the case of not a parent or relative or somebody that's probably underage as well.
Absolutely. I mean, parents or anybody who's obviously 21 is the person who's going to give those people that buy them beer. But they're graduating, and it's a rite of passage. And I think that I have a daughter who is graduating this year through Brandon. And I just know the death toll of the drinking and driving situation, mm-hmm. not only out there, but throughout our city with those high school students. And, you know, I'm always flabbergasted that somebody's parents would buy these kids, you know, alcohol. I mean, it never ceases to amaze me that there's always a keg party or there, you know, and I talk to my daughter's dad, and that's how it kind of was when they were growing up. There was always somebody there who was willing to buy them alcohol until they turned 18 or whatever. And it makes me cringe every time I hear that or think of it, that somebody is buying kids alcohol. There's a reason it's 21 that you're mm-hmm. supposed to start. You know, it's not really, it doesn't have to be a rite of passage, I guess, basically.
Well, we probably should do our first show in May talking about that, maybe even having some kids from O'Gorman or some of those people that were tied with that program that would make a lot of sense to do. We're going to talk a lot more with Shane this morning. He's got three boys. Why is he on the road to recovery? He's going to tell us how he's doing it, not only the call on Monday morning, but that's just a steeple on the way to the rest of the week, and it helps him move along. We're going to talk about how this is working. Some big increases we're going to hear about this morning. We're going to hear about the Wealthy campaign and some activities that might help you. But let's give some information this morning as well about how people can reach Tallgrass and Face It Together if they need help.
Sure, you can reach Face It Together, Sioux Falls, 605-274-2262, or on the internet at faceitsiouxfalls.org.
And you can find us at Tallgrass at 605-368-5559, or on the web at tallgrassrecovery.org.
And this show will be on podcast within about 24 hours, depending on when Mark Brown gets it there. He was taking pictures madly this morning, and he is posting shows as he goes. All you have to do is go to Kello Radio, hit the website, and then it's your business. And you can actually find the podcast of most of our shows. That's the way Shane has been able to listen to us up in Pierre. We'll talk more with him, talk about his road to recovery, and maybe help you, all a part of It's Your Business, on this Tuesday. Welcome back to It's Your Business. Today, it's the Addiction Recovery Show, what we do on the second and the fourth Tuesday each month. Shane is with us. He actually listens to the show out near Pierre. He's an alumni, sober for 2 years, has three sons. He has ties to Tallgrass and to Face It Together.
Again, good morning, sir.
Nice to have you with us. You know, you're getting to watch these ladies at work here.
Yes.
And the questions we're asking. Would this provide help for you? Would you have listened? What would it take for people to listen to the message that we have and think that maybe we're talking to them?
As far as for me personally, I don't know. I'm sure it would have, but prior to finding a world out there that could help me, I had no idea that any help existed, and probably don't know if I would have asked for it, but it was where I wasn't aware of the help. I'm guessing that over time, as I said, hearing people talk, listening to everyone's story would have made a difference for me.
People sometimes think that it's just them.
Oh, absolutely.
They are at wit's end. They're in a corner someplace. How am I going to get out of there? But when you hear the stories that you're telling, that we've had told on the show, you realize that 1 out of 10, 1 out of 9, whatever the case might be, involves an awful lot of people.
Yes, it does. For me, it was, for one, I was thoroughly convinced that I was the only person in the world that understood what my problems were, and even more so was the fact that I was the only one who wasn't responsible for any of my problems. I truly believe that I would not have had any anger issues if it had been the fact that people would have stopped making me angry. It's all their fault.
You mentioned the call on Monday morning.
Yes, sir.
That you get. And that one call, how long's the call for? 2-3 minutes? A minute? 15 minutes? How long is it?
Anywhere in between there. It can be 2 or 3 minutes. Everything's going good. I'm busy. She's busy. Whatever. Sometimes, I suppose probably the longest call is maybe 15 minutes.
If you had known 3 years ago rather than 2 years ago that there would be that kind of support mechanism, people caring enough to call, caring enough to ask, caring enough to put you in a position that your week would be different, knowing that that call had come in, would you maybe have made the turn earlier on recovery?
I would like to think that I would have. I had issues with people in general, with trust issues, and unfortunately, the truth of the matter is, I am probably more grateful to Jack Daniel's Distillery than anything, because it finally broke me down enough to realize I could not do this on my own. I was going to go through life angry and mad, but by golly, I was not going to give up. I was going to fight this the rest of my life. I was going to do it on my own way, and that's all there was to it. I finally had to reach that point where I honestly could completely accept the fact that I could not do it on my own. I accepted it, and then this is where all of these, what these two women do, truly became a part of my life is, once I reached that point that I needed help, it was them finding me. I had no clue what kind of help was out there in the world. And by his grace, I ended up getting the help I needed from them.
Shane is an alumni, sober for 2 years. We got people out there listening today. What advice or what words can you share with them that would make them want to call, maybe seek help to help those that are part of their family?
Just simply that no matter how convinced you are that nobody else in the world has the same problems you have and nobody will help you, that is the worst fallacy that we tell ourselves. There are so many people out there that know what you're going through, that can help, that can make a difference in your life, and that it's not admitting defeat when you ask for help. That's when you truly start to win the war, is ask for help, and there will be people that are going to help you. And that's the only thing I can think that would hopefully make a difference.
We talked about the call you get from Face It Together on Monday morning. How has Joan at Tallgrass been able to help you?
She helps to just keep everything, don't get so serious about everything. And I called out, I also, one of the things that I do is periodically, whenever I need it, I call back to Tallgrass and just talk to whoever's in the office. If I'm out working, I'm having a bad day, if something happens that is truly knocking me off keel, I just call the Tallgrass number and talk to whoever is there, just to hear somebody else that I know has been through all this, that knows what I'm going through, that'll understand what's happening, and just to realize that this is the most serious thing in my life, but it's still fun.
Joan, as we talk a little bit about what Shane has just said, how many Shanes call you and do what he does?
Well, first of all, there is only one Shane who calls me. And I know exactly who it is when he's calling, but that call back, alumni that call back and check in, there's a lot of them that call back, or they come out and check in. I always tell them before they leave that's the great thing about being an alumni of Tallgrass. I'm an alumni from there as well, and they told me when I left that I could always come back. You can't do that if you go anywhere else, you know, because of HIPAA and whatever. You are always welcome to come back, whether you've relapsed or not, to come back and check in, and we love that. So, you know, I think that connection that we have with people who leave, that was really important to me when I left, that I had the ability to call and say, I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing here because I've never done it sober and I need somebody to tell me, and they did. And I think a lot of times when Shane calls, it's not like they're looking for a suggestion. They're just looking for somebody to talk to. And so I think there's quite a few of them that do that. And we had Bonfire on Saturday night, so he was fortunately in town for that and got to participate that way as well. Mm-hmm. So it was kind of cool.
Julie, from your end, people say, is this working? You've got some numbers that show it is.
Yeah, you know, if you look at the first quarter from 2013 versus 2014, our numbers are just increasing across the board, which is great because we're always talking about, you know, there's 18,000 people in the Sioux Falls area who are suffering from the disease of addiction. And we've seen a 6% increase in the number of folks just walking in the door asking for help, a 39% increase in the number of inbound calls, 29% increase in the number of recovery coaching sessions that we're participating in. And then a really, really cool number is 192% increase in the number of hours that volunteers have donated to help us achieve our mission. So I think the big theme there is that, you know, this dialogue that we keep having, it's working. Mm-hmm. You know, more people are reaching out for help. I know the phone rings a lot at Tallgrass and Keystone and Choices and all around, you know, everywhere when I'm talking to people, their phones are always ringing. So I know people are reaching out for help. So, you know, we're growing, which is really awesome. So there's going to be some things coming up in the next few months. I'll have to come back and talk a little more with you about that, but just about what some of our plans are as far as how we're handling this growth. And we just want to keep helping more people. We want to see those numbers increasing every single quarter so that we're hitting that 18,000 mark.
And at Tallgrass.
What was the question?
We talked about that earlier, didn't we?
Growth.
We have, yes, we've had growth. We've had lots and lots of calls. He's giving me the look right now. I couldn't help it. I'm sorry. See, Shane says we're not supposed to take everything so seriously.
No, I planted that seed with you earlier, didn't I?
Squirrel. Yes, everything has increased on our end as well. Our sober living homes, the numbers have increased. Honestly, we've had to have a small waiting list for people to get into the door at Tallgrass, just with the massive amounts of calls. And it is. It's the dialogue. It's everybody talking and continuing to talk. And, you know, we try to get our faces out there as much as possible that people know that we do recover. I think that's whatever our missions and whatever our business of what we do, it's important that people know that we do recover. And I think the more we tell people that, the more they're going to reach, the more they're going to call. And it's good for everybody.
How they reach Tallgrass and Face It Together.
They can reach Tallgrass at 605-368-5559 or on the web at tallgrassrecovery.org.
And call Face It Together Sioux Falls at 605-274-2262 or on the internet at faceitsiouxfalls.org.
When we come back, we're going to tell more of the Shane story. Shane actually telling his own story, why he does what he does, and how the impact is with Face It Together Tallgrass on his life. Plus some events upcoming that maybe you want to be a part of. The Addiction Recovery Show is a part of It's Your Business, as we do each of the second and fourth Tuesdays of the month, 9 to 10 o'clock. The show is posted on podcast, usually within 24 hours, by Mark Brown, who's already giving me the look through the window. He's got the eyes on me, but trust me, there are Shanes out there that want to hear the show. There are people that want to see if there is help there. And I think from the understanding, actually seeing the show today and being in it, you'll have a whole different perspective for all of those people you're going to hear from after the show.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. It was kind of like a roller coaster when Joan first started asking me to come in here and do this. One minute I'm thinking, okay, this will be great. You know, there might be somebody that I can help. And the next minute, it was just almost a paralyzing fear. And it just back and forth and back and forth. And finally, I just realized that it kind of hit me last night, early this morning, that what if it all goes right? What if this whole hour is good? What if there's no problems? Well, it can't all go right if you let it.
Three sons.
Yes.
And I've had this discussion with Joan. When you have your own siblings and you have the fear that they're going to follow along the way that the parents did, what are you going to say to them about choices and making sure that they do it in a way that is responsible and maybe don't go down the same road you did on the addiction side?
The best thing I can do, I hope, is be a good example for them. Let me start by first saying that my parents are probably the two greatest human beings I've ever met in my life. They raised me in a way that taught me I have a choice in everything, but I have to live with the decisions. Which, truly, I was okay with everything that happened to me because I just didn't care while I was drinking. When I finally realized that there's a better world, a better way, my mentor at Tallgrass, one of the first questions he asked me, I went out there on a Thursday, and the first Saturday, they allow family members of the guests that are staying there to come out and visit on the weekends. And I had just sat down with my mentor, and I looked out the window, and my three boys were walking up the sidewalk to see me in there for the first time. And my mentor, he looks at me, and the first thing he asked me, he goes, are you doing this recovery for your boys? And I honestly, my mind went blank. I didn't know how to answer him. And I just sat there and I looked outside as they got closer to the door, and where it came from, I know, is from my higher power. The very first thing that popped into my head was, no, I'm not doing it for them. I'm doing it so that I can have a relationship with them. And I am very open and honest with all three of my boys. Anything they want to ask me about what's going on, about the decisions I made, the choices I made, and literally let them know the way my parents were. My parents, there was never a single condition on how much they loved me. Never has been. And I want my boys to know that, look, you have a choice. You decide to go this way, that's going to happen. You decide to go that way, and this is going to happen. There's nothing I can tell them. I only hope that I can show them that there's always a better way to do things if you just simply stop and assess the situation, which I didn't do. I was just full speed ahead. And maybe now with living the day by day, one day at a time, I only pray that something that I do will make a difference in their life.
Shane is an alumni of Tallgrass. Face It Together calls him each Monday. Been sober for 2 years. He has three sons, lives near Pier. All right, Joan, Julie. The story we heard from Shane today, been powerful. Mm-hmm. Very much emotional. What more should we know about him that would help some people in our audience?
I think the thing that I always think about with Shane, and we were talking about this weekend when we were at the bonfire, is, you know, I remember him talking about the drive from Pier to us. 4-hour drive, no idea where he's going, who these people are. He's about ready to entrust his life for the next 30 days, but a willingness to do it anyway. And I think that's pretty much all of us when we get to the point where we know we need to do something different and we're not sure how that road's going to play out. So I always think of that, you know, if you even have an inkling that there might be a problem with your drinking or your drugs, the call, you know, we can talk you through it. I mean, I do it all the time and I tell people all the time, well, you know, if you're not convinced at this point, maybe try this. You know, go talk to this person. Maybe it is something where you just need to go see a counselor. Maybe it is something where you need to learn how to try to control it. Or maybe you do need an outpatient. Or maybe you need to come see us. Whatever. Just reach out and call. You know, that's the biggest thing. And I think I always tell people when they come in, they walk in the door, they're there now, 30 days. I say, you know what? The hardest part was calling me. That was the hardest part of all of this. You know, once you get there, it seems to settle down a little bit because you've kind of realized that, okay, this isn't going to be the worst thing that ever happened to me. And I remember when I drove up and I was getting checked in and I remember feeling, okay, it's done. It's finally over. I don't have to lie about this anymore. You know, there is help and I've just finally found it. And I think that's kind of what we were talking about, is driving mm-hmm. up that long driveway and going, okay, I'm here. You know, do with me what you will and let's get the ball rolling.
It's in your hands.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mary, how's she going to react to the story that Shane has told today about how important that call is?
I think it'll validate what she believes in. I think it'll it'll strengthen her recovery. And I think I'll make sure to email her the podcast. I know she'll listen to it. I know she'll think it's wonderful.
The story he's told this morning, mm-hmm. Anything touch you?
You know, it's interesting hearing them talk about going into Tallgrass, because I've been on the other side of the coin in Tallgrass and dropped off someone that I love very much. And I remember when you talk about your boys showing up to visit, I remember leaving after a visit and being able to breathe for the first time in a long time. So from a family perspective, and I wept driving back to town. Like, I literally wept because for the first time in so long, I actually could miss that person again. And I actually saw shades of who he really was again. And I think, it's so great to hear that. And I want you to know your boys saw that in you. They did. It's something really powerful. And when you reach out and go get the help, you can recover. and your family can recover. And you can, you get to the point, I think, you don't even realize how bad you felt because you haven't felt good in so long. Mm-hmm. And when you start feeling good again.
We're going to wrap up this hour. We're going to talk a little bit more with Shane, talking about the boys visiting and where he goes from here. But we're going to also talk about some events that can draw you a little bit closer to it. And again, give you some numbers to call, people you can talk to that might be able to help you or somebody you know. All a part of It's Your Business. Talking with Julie Schoolmeister, Executive Director, Face It Together Sioux Falls, and Joan Swenson, Recovery Admissions and Marketing Alliance from Tallgrass. We're going to go through some events coming up, the Wealthy Campaign.
You know, yeah, look on our social media, and you can, anytime, we ran a little contest in March, but we want to have people keep posting their wealthy. So it's a hashtag F-I-T-W-E-L-F-I-E. Take a picture of something you do that promotes wellness, whether you're exercising, out walking the dogs, going to church, whatever it is that you do that helps you feel well and feel whole. We want to know what you're doing to be well.
Thursday, Shelley and Erica.
They are both nominated for the MVE Tribute to Women Awards. It's pretty cool. Shelley, Director of Recovery Coaching at Face It Together Sioux Falls, and then Erica Batchelor of Batchelor Communications. She does consultant work for the National Face It Together organization. And if you look on the MVE website, it is a group of outstanding, amazing women. My auntie Deb Muller is also nominated.
She's been in the studio.
Sarah Carruthers from the Helpline, Deb Aiden at USF. I mean, it is just the most amazing, outstanding bunch of women. I'm so excited.
Sioux Falls Hy-Vees, May 7th to the 13th.
Yep. Drop your change into the little box at the end of the cash register for Tallgrass. We have a whole week that we will be plugging away on that on our own social media. And we look forward to having everybody donate what they can.
Summer Sober and Call to the Artist.
Okay, Summer Sober is June 21st, Saturday. We have a whole lineup of events. You can find the rundown of that on our website at tallgrassrecovery.org. It'll be starting at 9 a.m. with a 5K. It sounds like we might be doing a little yoga in there. We're going to have a painting of a big mural that will get us ready for the whole art show at the end of September. But right now we're looking for artists. Call to artists. The themes this year are, what does your recovery look like to you, and what did your addiction look like to you? So if you are interested in participating in the recovery art show, you can find that also on the website at tallgrassrecovery.org.
5K, June 28th with the Canaries, and then March into the Light in the fall.
That's right. The March into the Light will be September 6th in conjunction with the Sidewalk Arts Festival. So that'll be another outstanding event. Fourth annual. We're hoping to cross over 500 people this year. It was 400 last year. And then June 28th down in Falls Park, we'll do the 5K. And that's in conjunction with the Sioux Falls Canaries, who've been a great partner for us.
Shane is our guest in studio this morning, alumni and sober for 2 years, 3 sons. You said they have birthdays, May, June, and July.
Yes.
And this is what it's all about for you.
Absolutely. Yes. They're the reason that I want to be sober. They're the reason that I want to be alive, is because I want to be a part of their life. I want to make a difference in their life so that they can go on and be, hopefully, a positive influence in society as well.
Your experience today?
Wonderful. It was a great, great way to just even learn more about myself. Take a chance, try things, see what happens. Like I say, what if it all goes right?
Did it?
Yes. Yes, it has.
That's the right answer. We're about out of time. Ladies, we're in our last minute and a half. Again, if you will, use the time wisely. Now, Joan, that doesn't mean you can talk 3 minutes. But what we need you to do is encourage people to call and to be a part of any help that they need from Tallgrass or Face It Together.
If you've got someone that you love, or if you yourself suffers from the disease of addiction and you just have questions or you need some help, give us a call at Tallgrass at 605-368-5559. There's someone always there to answer the phone. If you need a little more information, you're too nervous to call at this point, but you know, you might need to download, you can reach us at the web at tallgrassrecovery.org. There's no judgment there. If there's, I'm not going to bring people in who don't need to come to Tallgrass. I don't need to do that. So, but I can at least direct you in the right direction if it is something that you need.
40 seconds left, Julie.
Sure. You can reach Face It Together Sioux Falls at 605-274-2262. Or like Joan said, if you're not quite ready to actually talk to somebody, hit us up on the internet at faceitsiouxfalls.org. We have an info email there. You can just send in an information email, info@faceitsiouxfalls.org.
1 in 10 believe to be in need of recovery from addiction. Keep that in mind. They can call Tallgrass. They can call Face It Together. Tell them about the podcast. Go to Keller Radio. Click on the podcast. Let them let it be heard. For now, our time's up. Thank you for yours.